Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 41. Ahu shariram ritam indriyani hayan abhishun mana indriyesham Vartmani matra dishanam jasutam Siddham brihat bandhunam Isha shristam Aho, it is said, shariram, the body, ratam, the chariot, indriyani, the senses, hayan, the horses, abhishun, the reins, manaha, the mind, indriya, of the senses, isham, the master, Vartmani, the destinations. Matra, the sense objects. Dishanam, the intelligence. Cha, and. Sutam, the chariot driver. Sattvam, consciousness. Brihat, great. Banduram, bondage. Isha, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shristam, created. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge compare the body, which is made by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to a chariot. The senses are like the horses. The mind, the master of the senses, is like the reins. The objects of the senses are the destinations. Intelligence is the chariot driver. And consciousness, which spreads throughout the body, is the cause of bondage in this material world. Purport. For a bewildered person in the materialistic way of life, the body, the mind, and the senses which are engaged in sense gratification are the cause of bondage to repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. But for one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge, the same body, senses, and mind are the cause of liberation. This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad, 1-3-3-4, 1-3-3-4-9, as follows. Atmanam rait nam vidi shariram ratam evacha buddhim chatu sharitatim vidi manak pragraham evacha indriyani hayanahur Vishayam teshu gocharan so dvana param amnoti tad vishno paramam padam. The soul is the occupant of the chariot of the body, which the driver is the intelligence. The mind is the determination to reach the destination. The senses of the horses and the sense objects are also included in that activity. Thus one can reach the destination, Vishnu, who is Paramam Padam, the supreme goal of life. In conditioned life, the consciousness in the body is the cause of bondage. But the same consciousness, when transformed into Krishna consciousness, becomes the cause for one's returning home back to Godhead. The human body, therefore, may be used in two ways. Or for going back to the darkest region of ignorance, or for going forward back home, back to Godhead. To go back to Godhead, the path is Mahat Seva, to accept the self-realized spiritual master. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. For liberation, one should accept the direction of the authorized devotees who can actually endow one with perfect knowledge. On the other hand, Tamo Dwaram Noshitam Sangi Sangam. If one wants to go to the darkest regions of material existence, one may continue to associate with persons who are attached to women. Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. The word Yoshit means woman. Persons who are too materialistic are attached to women. It is said, therefore, Atmanam Rahitam Vidi, Shariram Ratam Evicha. The body is just like a chariot or car in which one may go anywhere. One may drive well or else one may drive whimsically. In which case, it is quite possible that he may have an accident and fall into a ditch. Or in other words, if one takes directions from the experienced spiritual master, one can go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, one may return to the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, Krishna personally advises, Ashradadana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapimam nivartante mrityu samsara vartani. Those who are not faithful in the path of devotional service cannot obtain me, O conqueror of foes, for return to birth and death in this mature world. Bhagavad Gita 9.3. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, personally gives instructions on how one can return home back to Godhead. But if one does not care to listen to his instructions, the result will be that one will never go back to Godhead, but will continue life in this miserable conditions of repeated birth and death and material existence. Rityu samsara vartmani. The advice of experienced transcendentalists, therefore, is that the body be engaged, fully engaged, for achieving the ultimate goal of his life. Swartam gatim. The real interest, the goal of life, is to return home back to Godhead. To enable one to fulfill this purpose, there are so many Vedic literatures, including Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, and the Ramayana. One should take lessons from these Vedic literatures and learn how to practice Nivritti Marg. Then one's life will be perfect. The body is important as long as it has consciousness. Without consciousness, the body is merely a lump of matter. Therefore, to return home back to Godhead, one must change his consciousness from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. One's consciousness is the cause of material bondage, but if this consciousness is purified by bhakti yoga, one can then understand the falsity of his upadhi, his designations as Indians, American, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, and so on. Sarvapadi viniramuktvam tatpara dvena niramalam. One must forget these designations and use his consciousness only for the service of Krishna. Therefore, one takes advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement, his life is certainly successful. Ahu shariram ritam indriyani hayan abhishun mana indriyesham vartmani matra dishanam chasutram sadvam brihad banduram isha shristam. Transcendentalists who are advanced in knowledge compared to the body, which is made of by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a chariot. The senses are like the horses, the mind, the master of the senses is like the reins, the objects of the senses are the destinations, intelligence is the chariot driver, and consciousness, which spreads throughout the body, is the cause of bondage in this material world. After analyzing the body with its different elements, such as earth, and water and fire and air and ether, and as well as the subtle body, the mind, the intelligence, and the false ego, one can come to the conclusion that there's a difference between ourselves and these gross and subtle elements. And to reach that conclusion, we require intelligence. And that intelligence is being supplied to us, just like the teacher supplies knowledge to the student, or the father instructs the son. So the super soul in everyone's heart is guiding everyone and giving them remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Knowledge to remember, intelligence to remember Krishna and forget Maya, and knowledge about Krishna, or Krishna gives everyone knowledge of how to forget Krishna, become absorbed in Maya, and believe that everything is coming out of the material, is there's nothing beyond the material energy, gross and subtle. So that's our choice, which energy we want to take shelter of, which idea we're going to accept. That I am this body, and everything belonging to this body in relation to this body is mine. These are called upadis. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yat indriya pritya aprinoti nasarumanye yata atmano yam asanapi kleshida ashideha. Indeed, nunam pramatta is unfortunate or crazy. that it's unfortunate that people are engaged in vikarma because they're mad. Kurute, they're engaged in vikarma, actions that they shouldn't be doing that will further absorb them in the material concept of life and make them believe even more strongly that they're a product of matter. There are activities which free one from the material concept of life, and there is activities that absorb one more strongly into the material concept of life. Now, what those activities are may be different from one person to the next, but one should try to go upward, and one should understand what the path downward is also, so that one can have some milestones and see if he's going up or if he's going down. Dumbo darpa vimyascha krodha purusham evacha agena abhijatasya partha sampadam asarim. There are qualities of demons. Just because we wear a sari or a dhoti and sometimes we shave our heads, that's not the criteria of being a devotee. Devotee is one who develops good qualities by coming in contact with Krishna. And therefore the bad qualities, dumbo, darpa, bhimas, cha, pride, arrogance, deceit, these qualities have to diminish. If they're increasing, if I'm becoming more and more proud, like Daksha became more and more proud of his position as one of the Prajapatis in the material world, but the result was ultimately he had his head cut off by Virabhadra and substituted with the head of a goat. So we may get externally a bigger and bigger position and more material opportunities, but that's not the criteria of success. The criteria of success is to act as a humble servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, no matter what our situation is. Therefore, the material world is a place where people go up and then they come down. They're encouraged to do proper activities, known as pious activities. And when they stop doing pious activities, then they come down back to their lower state of consciousness. So instructions are meant to encourage us to go up and how to avoid going down. If we only know what it is to go up, then we sometimes will not realize when we're actually going down. Down and more absorbed in the material concept of life, which is considered pramatak. Most people, they think the goal of life is to increase their material intoxication. Surround themselves with more video games, more objects of sense gratification, they think that's advancement. They'll spend their lives hitting a little ball into a hole and think they're making some progress. At the end of life, meditating on that little hole, they'll probably come back as a mouse who will live in that little hole. So that's not progress. That's called shravam evahi kevalam, a waste of time. But people are anxious to waste their time and forget about the misery that they have to undergo in order to get the opportunity to waste their time. In order to waste one's time, one needs some opportunity to waste it. And one has to work hard in order to get that opportunity. Therefore, as it says here, human form of life is to properly learn how to utilize our intelligence to control the mind and the senses, so it takes us to the actual goal of life, which is to realize Krishna. Nunam pramatta krute vikarma yadendriya pritya aprinoti. So we have some affection for this body caused by our false ego. Every body we've gotten in the 8,400,000 species of life, we've fallen in love with, and we've had affection for it. And we worked hard in order to maintain it and to make it comfortable. Not only in the human form of life, but in all the different forms of life. Tetsaramanyes, that this is not very good for a person who has knows that he's eternal. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarmat in indriya pritya apranoti nasaramanye yata atmano yam. So a person who has some knowledge that he's eternal, he should work as if he's eternal, rather than work as if he's a body. Tetsaramanye. And asanabhi kleshada ashadeha. And if we're working for this body, we should remember that it's temporary and it's the source of our problems and miseries. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Prabhavas tavat abodha jata. Abodha. Ignorance. We're said to be defeated by ignorance as long as we're working in the material concept of life. So defeat doesn't mean that the enemy comes and puts a flag, you know, next to our bed and said, you're defeated. We're defeated by ignorance. We're already prisoners. We don't have to wait for another country to come and invade Slovenia and then be declared prisoners. We're already prisoners. We're already in a jail. It's called this material body. We've been captured by illusion, put into a prison called the material body. And the material, this body, because our consciousness is attached to it, we're being punished by the material nature. If anyone has not noticed lately, there's three kinds of miseries. Namely, miseries pertaining to the body. Just like we can look around and see everyone needs something to support their body. Half of us against the wall. We can't even sit up straight unless we have a wall in back of us, or a chair or something. So we can't even figure out how to get our body straight, what to speak of anything else. And if not, then it's full of pain and suffering. As we lean over, we can't breathe, we can't speak, our stomach is hurting us. And even if we do a little exercise, we feel a little bit better. Then someone will criticize us for doing exercise and our mind will become disturbed. And even if our mind is not disturbed, we're in Slovenia, it's such a beautiful country. And Indra, for months, is just watering all the trees as if they need water. Surya has taken a vacation in Slovenia, and Andrea sent the clouds to make us happy. So we can take 5 showers a day instead of 3. And we could consider ourselves fortunate. So far, there hasn't been any earthquake that I know of in Slovenia, at least not directly, coming from Croatia a little bit.
There was today.
What's that?
There was one today.
Today in Slovenia. Okay, we joined the club. We can add one more misery to our list of miseries in Slovenia. So there are so many problems coming from this body. People are trying to inject us with things and cut us and do so many things. Other than the weather, the demigods are torturing us for our sinful activities. And we're trying to be happy. Don't worry, everything's going to be all right because there's going to be a new iPhone coming out that will solve everything. You download the new software and all your miseries go away. So people are hoping against hope. So this is called pramata, that somehow or another this temporary body is going to afford us some kind of eternal happiness. So this is called parastavadabodajata, or defeated by ignorance. It's clear, it should be simple, even to a 5-year-old. But people, big scientists, they're claiming that in the future we'll solve all the problems. Actually, most of the scientists think we're the problem. And the solution will be when they get rid of most of us. That's their solution. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmanana buddhaya pravanyugara karmana shaya jagatohita. Following such conclusions that there is no God or that they're God and lost to themselves, the demoniac create horrible, unbeneficial works that are meant to destroy the world. So it's right before us how the scientists are creating genetically modified plants and now genetically modified people, and how it's causing so much disease and suffering to so many living entities. And yet, people, because they're absorbed in the Bali concept of life, they won't give up the fact that their so-called leaders are actually misleaders because they're not leading them to Krishna. Itevidu swarthakitim hi Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Krishna, Vishnu, and therefore they're worshipping their dead material bodies as if that service to those dead material bodies is the goal of life. And the result is They've chosen leaders who are most expert at serving their dead bodies, and they're following them to their destruction. But such activities, as we Prahlad Maharaj said many times, evam mana karma prasam prayukte avidyatman upadiyamane evam mana karma visham prayukte, as long as we keep ourselves absorbed in our karma. That karma, what is karma? Usually karma means that, all right, this body is causing me so much difficulty, I should try to avoid it, maybe, you know, go for a walk today. So that's easy. But the mind or emotions, I feel like doing this, I have to do it, because I feel like doing it. There's no way around it. I can avoid serving my senses, but my mind, and the mind's always with me. If I don't serve my mind, it'll bother me the whole day. Or maybe tomorrow too. So whatever my mind is at, that's where I'm at. So this identification with the gross body is difficult to overcome. But the mind is even more difficult to overcome. Because we don't have sufficient intelligence. Because we're making the wrong choices. Just like sometimes they have a little child, and in order to judge his future life, they put a stack of Bhagavatams in one place, and they put gold and coins. There's no gold nowadays. They put coins and paper money, and they let the child loose and see where he goes to. So immediately the child goes to one or the other. So with the devotees, what we should do is put a stack of Bhagavatams in one place and all kinds of magazines in another place. And closed circuit TV, watch where the devotee goes to. And the third place, put a bed in case he doesn't want either one of them. Then we can understand where the inclination of the devotee is. Pritirna yavan mai vasudeve. That if one doesn't develop this affection for Vasudeva, for Krishna, then one has to take one body. Deha yogena tadvat. One body, eva. Evamana karma prasam prayukte avidyatman yupadiyamane. Pritirna yavan mai vasudeva nimuchante. There's no liberation. There's no liberation doesn't mean you merge in Brahman and disappear. Liberation means even in this body to get out of the bodily concept of life. Prabhupada gives the example that when you have a coconut and it's not ripe, then you shake it, you can't hear anything. But when the coconut inside becomes ripe, the inner part of it, and it falls out, and you shake it, you can hear the inner part. So we're like in this body with the inner part of the body, and when we get out of the material concept of life, then we fall out from material conception. We're not bothered so much by our material circumstances. So that requires knowledge. That requires knowledge, understanding things properly, and then acting properly. And then Krishna reveals these things to us. If we act like a body, then we'll believe we're a body. And if we act like a soul, then we'll get knowledge, experience, realization that we're a soul. So that's our, every moment we have that opportunity. Choose one or the other. If we keep on choosing one, then gradually we get more and more into the material concept of life. And if we choose the other one, then we get more and more into the spiritual concept of life. Now it may wander back and forth, but Krishna says, sharira yadavapno, no. Sharira? Shanai shanara paramet. Buddhya drita grihitaya atma samstamana kridva na kinchit api chintaya. Gradually, step by step, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence. So we need that intelligence, how to think about Krishna. It requires intelligence, requires hearing from a self-realized person or one who's repeating the knowledge according to their own understanding of the self-realized person. That intelligence we need. That's why we have these classes. But that intelligence has to be sustained with full conviction. In other words, we have to assimilate that knowledge so that we actually realize it. We become convinced about it by experience. It's not enough to hear, but we have to remember and then apply it and assimilate it and apply it and experience it. Then it becomes sustained by full conviction. And therefore one should be situated in the self alone and to come to the point, always thinking about Krishna and never forgetting it. That's our whole process. We're not trying to do anything else. We're not trying to build just bigger buildings for the sake of doing that or collect more resources. We're trying to get the resource of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him by the process of hearing, within developing our intelligence, developing our conviction and our determination, so that we always think about Krishna, we always serve Krishna, and we never forget him, and we never stop serving Krishna. So what's the problem? Yada yada hi charitam, manak, yatoyati nischalati, manak chanchalam astiram, tatastatam niyam nyayata, atmanyeva vishamnya. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So it's not that my mind has wandered away and I'm so depressed. I thought I was the perfect devotee and I saw, you know, my mind wandered away to undesirable subject matters. No, when we see that, we should bring it back and hear about Krishna again. Remember Krishna. And what would be the result? Prasantam manasam yenam. Yoginam sukham uttamam, upaiti shantarajasam, brahma bhutam akamasha. The yogi who fixes his mind upon me verily attains the highest state of transcendental happiness. By virtue of his identity with Brahman, he is peaceful, his mind is satisfied, and he is free from all sins. So we can become eternally happy, even in this lifetime, if we want to. If we become hear, try to remember, assimilate what we've heard, see it from different angles, see how it applies to me personally in my life, apply it in my life, and then see how much realizations we get, and then apply those realizations even more in our hearing, in our assimilation, in our application of the philosophy and the practices of Krishna consciousness. Until one becomes happier and happier and happier, until one becomes eternally happy, because he always remembers Krishna and never forgets him. Remembers the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. And those feelings of Gopi Bhava, Gopi Bhava, Samrita Dili Hari, Kalola Mogna Mohor, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go, Shri Diva Gopala Go. The six Goswamis were always absorbed in remembering the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the mood of the gopis. And therefore they could give up even opulent material positions in this world as tuchavat, as insignificant compared to the happiness obtaining in the pure spiritual consciousness of Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments?
And yet there's a question that came.
Avaduta Roy.
Yes.
I can see that because I have mystic power. I can see the tablet. That's the result of giving the Bhagavatam class.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Hare Krishna. In the material society, people are divided into intellectually inclined and those who like to do things more with their sense. If devotees are also divided in this way, can one advance if there is no sufficient engagement for the senses?
Can one advance if there's no... Well, our intelligence is meant to engage our senses in Krishna service. So if we're just using our intelligence, then where is our senses? What are they doing? They should be engaged in Krishna service. Now, according to our conditioning, if one is a pure Brahman and he's just satisfied with chanting Hare Krishna, then that's also engaging the senses, the tongue and the mind. But if one is a little bit more passionate or ignorant, and simply hearing the philosophy won't help very much, because one has to engage those ignorant, passionate senses also in Krishna's service, or even if one is in goodness. Just easier for a person in goodness to engage the senses, that's all. It's more of a struggle for those in passionate ignorance in Krishna's service. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you for the lecture, Maharaj. I saw in commentary in Srimad Bhagavatam when intelligence appears as an element in universe, then its function of intelligence is doubt. Also, in commentary, it's the same thing.
It's one of the qualities.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Discrimination, yeah. Sleep, whatever.
Asserting the object and
yeah.
This, yeah. Patanjali has this, I think, five stages of getting spiritual or getting to know that you are not the product of matter, and there is one stage when their doubt appears. Oh, I'm not a product of matter. I think viparya or something like that. And now I want to know that does every living being. I mean, is this universal and reappears this doubt and identification?
We're already doubtful because we're in ignorance. When we hear something, then we're automatically doubtful because we don't have sufficient experience to see it clearly. Now, doubt is a function of intelligence up to a point until you actually realize something. If someone tells you something that you have no realization of, then you have to doubt it. But the process of doubting doesn't end there. If you want to find out, clear your doubt, you have to take the process by which your doubts are clear. If you just keep on doubting, then you're just wasting your time. If you doubt something, then you have to practice until you find out whether it's true or not, if you actually have some motivation to clear the doubt. Like one person once asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, can you tell us something about Buddha? And then Prabhupada said, are you a Buddhist? And the man said, no. He said, do you practice Buddhism? He said, no. He said, do something, practice something. Just don't, you know, ask questions. Do something practical. So we have to do something, and then we'll find out. If you want to find out what Buddhism is, practice Buddhism. Just don't intellectually chew on it. Do something practical. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Saktamanat Partha Yogam Yunja Manashaya Asamsham Samagramam Yatagyasasi Tatshinu. Hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So our subject matter is to know Krishna. But we're doubtful because we're in ignorance. But if we practice, then gradually we'll become free from the doubt. So doubt is this function of intelligence. We should recognize that we're doubting whether Krishna exists or our relation with Krishna because we're in ignorance. And therefore we should do something to clear away the ignorance. And therefore Krishna gives us the process. Hear from him and practice yoga, Krishna conscious yoga. And we can become free from those doubts. But if we're not interested in Krishna or interested in getting free from those doubts, then we'll always be doubtful. Just like we're doubtful about so many things, being in ignorance. We don't see anything properly. Yes?
You've spoke about gradually building up realization that you are not the body in the lecture. You're mentioning these verses from Bhagavad Gita, Dhyana Yoga chapter, and now realization consists of happiness. And can you say more about this? And of course, about getting to know Krishna. But still, you get to know Krishna, but you can still even doubt his existence. Even getting to know him, getting the scriptures, getting some realizations. Can you know?
You may doubt. There are different degrees of doubt. For instance, in Ashvadadana Purusha Dharma Syasya Parantapa Aprapimam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartane. Those who are on this path cannot obtain me, and therefore they come back to repeated birth and death in this material world. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are some people who know nothing about Krishna. So obviously they're the most doubtful. They know nothing about the revealed scriptures. Others, they study the revealed scriptures, but they don't believe in them. They doubt them. Others, so they're a little bit better because they have some knowledge. Others who study the revealed scriptures, they believe in them, but they don't follow them. So they're better than the other ones. Others, they know that they follow the revealed scriptures, but they don't believe in the personality of Godhead Krishna. So they're better than the others, but only those who actually know the revealed scriptures and follow them and believe in Krishna, they're the best. They're actually free from doubt. They'll become free from doubt.
But what if you don't believe in Krishna and study the scriptures and believe in what, I mean?
Then you'll get the results, whatever mode of nature you're following.
But how to decide to believe in Krishna? I mean,
what's that?
Can we decide to believe in Krishna?
We'll see if you're following Krishna's instructions, how much you believe what he says. If you don't believe that he's God, you're not going to follow his instructions. Therefore, yakshasraviti mustrija vartate kamakarata nasasidima vatnoti nasukam na paramkiti. Those who doubt the revealed scriptures go to ruin and perish. For the doubting soul, there's happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So, if we follow Krishna's instructions, tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyastito yatva shastram vinanota karma kartum yaharasi. Once you know what's duty and what's not duty by the directions of Shastra, and knowing such directions, one should follow them so that one can gradually become purified. Yonam eva masamudo janati purushottama sasarvavit bhajantemam sarabhavena bharata. This is the most confidential knowledge. Anyone who knows this will become wise. Oh, actually, one who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead will engage in unalloyed devotional service. That's a really tough phrase for that one. Yomam eva masambudo janati purushottama Sarva vit pajanti mam sarva bhava ina bharata. That must be 15th chapter. Oh. One who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. Therefore, he engages in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Or, as Krishna says, Chaitasa sarva karmani maya sanyasi matparaha buddhi yogama pashitya mashitak satatam bhava. And all activities depend upon me, work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. If you become conscious of me, you'll become, cross over all the obstacles of conditional life by my grace. If, however, you work without hearing me, then you're impelled by false ego, then you'll be lost.
I know those verses, but I don't use them now. At the end of 18th chapter. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And that those verses, yeah, right. Okay, anything else? Yes.
Another one. Hare Krishna, how we will start to remember the gopis and develop gopi bhava if we don't hear much about them? To hear and speak about them is kind of taboo in ISKCON.
Why did you do that? You've broken the taboo. No, develop a gopi bhava will come naturally when we become, follow their footsteps. The gopis have come in this age for instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. He's the principal gopi. And his associate, Sister Gadadhar Pandit, is also an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So we follow there and serve them by spreading the Sankirtan movement. Then we'll be gifted with Gopi Bhava. We don't have to hear about the gopis' pastimes. We can hear about their pastimes in this world presently and participate them by the Sankirtan movement. The Rasa dance and chanting the holy names in Sankirtan is the same thing. So we can directly engage in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as good as engaging in the pastimes of Krishna with his associates in Vrindavan. And then normally as we become purified naturally, then our heart will become purified and our actual normal feelings will be awakened because Krishna will reveal himself, and in association with Krishna and his associates, our natural feelings will be awakened again. Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.